This is another asylum case, also from Indonesia. Mr. Novari is actually a Muslim, Indonesian Muslim man, and in Indonesia, up to now, there are a lot of civil uprising, religiously motivated. Indonesia is comprised of many islands, and one of them is named Ambon. The Muslims over there try to take over the whole island and set up a Muslim legal system and Muslim system over there. In order to do that, some guerrillas were created, and one of them is called the Lashkar Jihad group. And the main function is to try to recruit as many young Muslim men to go to Ambon to try to take over the island. This is where Mr. Novari has been recruited by the Lashkar Jihad because of his military background. He has some military training, I believe, in the university. So the Lashkar Jihad group tried to recruit him to go to a Muslim war in Ambon.
Is there any evidence that Lashkar Jihad continued to look for him after he left Indonesia?
As far as I know, I do not know, Your Honor, because since he left Indonesia, I do not believe he has any relationship or any communication back in Indonesia.
And other than the letter that he received, what is the evidence of past persecution?
Well, the case law has shown that threat can be considered past persecution. But Mr. Novari didn't suffer any physical injury or any physical harm, but just the threat of a harm.
But weren't the threats lacking in the immediacy that's necessary under our laws to qualify for past persecution?
Well, immediacy in a sense of the threat being in imminent danger to the person, I believe it was, because these are terrorist group, and suddenly they are armed. I mean, they have they are violent, and I truly believe that Mr. Novari objectively can believe he's going to be harmed if the Lashkar Jihad can find him. So I believe there is immediacy in the threat. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tai. Ms. Bagai?
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. My name is Sherry Bagai on behalf of the Attorney General. The record evidence in this case doesn't compel reversal of the denial of withholding of removal, and the Court should deny the petition for review. Petitioner's claim in this case is based on a few unfulfilled threats that he received after refusing to join the Lashkar Jihad group. However, he hasn't established that this experience rises to the level of persecution. He admits that he wasn't actually physically harmed, and no one ever acted on these threats. And this court has held that unfulfilled threats alone don't rise to the level of persecution. And more importantly, he hasn't shown that what he experienced was on account of any protected ground.
Does disagreeing with a group like Laskar Jihad show political support for the Indonesian government?
Well, in this case, he says that he holds an opinion against them, but there's no indication that he conveyed this opinion to them, and this is more a case of recruitment than anything else. There's no evidence that they were threatening him because of his opinion. They were recruiting him apparently because of his military skills. And this case is controlled by the Supreme Court's decision in Elias Zacharias, where it was held that refusing to join a group, receiving threats after refusing to join a group doesn't compel past persecution, because he hasn't shown that it was anything other than because of his refusal to join.
Does the record tell us whether Laskar Jihad continues to recruit members in Indonesia?
Well, there's no indication that they do continue recruited. It appears that at some point the group broke up even, but I'm not quite sure if they're still recruiting members. But I do know that the government is working to diffuse tension between Christians and Muslims, which is apparently the reason why petitioner claims he was recruited to begin with. So there's definitely less religiously motivated violence in Indonesia. And there's no indication that if there was any threat against him, it continues to this day, nearly 8 years later. And he said that, you know, the last time they were looking for him was between 2001 and 2003, but they never threatened him during that period where they were still searching for him. And he also has family members there that have been living there unharmed.
Well, we have cases that say it doesn't often matter, you know.
Yeah, I understand. In this particular case, there's many other...
Your mother may not agree with anything that you're doing, right?
this case, though, there's many reasons why he hasn't been able to demonstrate a clear probability. He hasn't shown any evidence that they're still searching for him more than anything else. If there are no further questions, for the foregoing reasons, the record evidence doesn't compel reversal of the finding in this case, and the court should deny the petition for review.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Begay. Ms. Tai, would you like to have anything further?
Your Honor, I do believe that Mr. Novari can apply for asylum based on his political opinion, so he does have a protective grounds. And also regarding the Indonesian government unwilling or be able to control the situation in Indonesia, I do not believe the government of Indonesia Vivi cannot control at all the social turmoil over there. Actually, the island of Aceh is right now a fundamentalist Islamic region. And the government could not do, even though there was a long, long war between the government and the Islamic in Aceh, right now the government backed down and let ASEAN govern itself.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Tai and Ms. Guy.